Beginning the current daf, mesech the Sanhedrin daf nun hey, beginning with Alvagin, Tazmazda begins the Gemara, other rabbi, to the contrary. Isha, the Urcha, Bechulu, a woman that's normal, maybe only Kedarka, yeah, but not like Kedarka, Behema should always be whether Kedarka or not. Now, it says Taisa Pshita, Bekula Shas, this is obvious throughout Shas, like we have in daf Lamed Gimel. We know that a woman is liable for both ways of coronary laying. The Mishka ve Isha, it's an explicit pasuk that says in the plural. El Rapapa Hakamur, the Pope was like this. He's talking about his Svara. If you're going to differentiate between a woman and an animal, it probably means they should have said the opposite, but not that actually he held that a woman should be chayv only one, not two. Next says, Mata begins the Gemara, Ze Kloin Meruva. Well, this one has a lot of shame in contrast to the other one. Here's our question. Rashi explains, what is he saying? The Svila Abaya, Abaya held that what? To be in Takala Bakloin. That no, that actually you do need to have the cause for transgression and shame. But listen, Rav Sheshes, and that's what he's essentially saying, and not like Rav Sheshes, the Mechayev Behema Nervas La'ovet Kechavim, that holds that you would be liable for an animal that's sodomized by a non-Jew, because it's enough to call not calling. He disagrees. Or Inami, another person actually says, Islay actually does hold like Rav Sheshes, although severely, he just told him, Metech Shekhlein Merubo, since a lot of shame, Ikka Kol La'ovet Kechavim, you're right that there would even be shame in for a non-Jew. We learn this like gomer, and we don't learn it from trees, which after the Gemara continues to discuss why not. Now, Pirsh Deichig says to well, this is a very forced interpretation, because the mashma, it sounds like the Lashanuye Milsad Rav Sheshes Ba. It sounds like he was coming to explain Rav Sheshes. The Mechayev, Avogav, the Lekka Kon Levi Kacham, that holds that you are liable, even though there's no shame for non Jew. But the way Rashi is saying is that, no, he's coming to disagree. Vaykashim Rub is difficult. Heich Pashu Rav Sheshes Mei Lanis. How did Rav Sheshes resolve from the trees? Shetun Nisreifa. Mishim Tekal Luchuda. That, oh, okay, so you see you need to burn it even just because, you know, there's no shame over there, just because of causing for sinning. So Hachinam Il Behema Shadab Eib Kechavim. So too for an animal that was sodomized by a non-Jew. Havad B'shita. Now it's obvious, Dekal Mehmet, that you could say Mishtach Vile Behema Techiach, that when you're bowing down to animal could disprove this, Dekal Takal Luchuda B'sharia, that there's only Takala and there is but Medikadamasik, like the Gemara comes out. Shem the Chasach Mana B'lechaim, because the Torah is more compassionate about living creatures. Vodim B'revia, same thing is by being sodomized, like the Melech Milan, that you cannot learn from trees. Yashem Tezitwiki says, Dehachi Pashin. He was resolving like this. Just like regarding trees, Hishra Kasib, the Pasuk equates Shal Eved Kachavim, the Shal Yisrael, whether it's a Jew or a non-Jews, Abagav the Bisrael, the Kalab Kalin, even though by a Jew there is the cause for stumbling and shame. Ubishal Kachavim, like El, Takala Chod, and by the non-Jews only Takala. Ah, so from that point, so then we could say the same thing by the animal. So we could equate the halacha of being sodomized by a non-Jew, and never the Yisrael, to being sodomized by a Jew. Avagav the Bisrael, Ekat Takal of a Kalan, even though by a Jew there is both, Ubab Kacham, like El Takal of Chodah, and by the non Jews only Takal. Apart from the Gemara asks, wait a second, Ev Kacham, Mashtach, Lebehem Taiti Tasser, Benictale, so if a non Jew bows down to his animal, it should be forbidden and should be executed, Mashem Takal of Chodah, then even just for the cause for the sinning. Mashtach, the Gemara answers, Meek, Meed, Bechulu, etc. Halaya Srina Nervaz Levi Kachavim. We don't make it forbidden the Nervaz for the non-Jew. El Kedei Lahashvois L'Nervaz L'Yisrael. Only because you're comparing it to the Nervaz of Yisrael. And Uparach, and here by the Yisrael, you don't have this halacha. Uparach, that's what the Gemara has. So Guvit Tatasar. What by the Jew itself, it should become forbidden. Mid Havar Avia, just like it is by being sodomized. Pekivin the Nesu Nebad Yisrael. Mishum Takala Bakalin. So, yeah, the Jivra, just like it'll be problematic when it was worshipped by a Jew, because you have both points of Takal and Kalin. Kamoi Brivia, like by Revia. Nesu Naman, Nebad Levi Kacham. That's what I'm saying. So Nebad should be forbidden also for a non-Jew. Afal Mishum Takala Chuda, even just for Takala. Shan, that's what the Gemara answers. No, Zeklein Meruba, since this one has more shame in Lumin Nebad Yisrael, you can't learn out the case of being worshipped by a Jew, Minivali Yisrael by the case of being sodomized by a Jew. Because Nebad Yisrael by the case of sodomized by a Jew, Kloin the Meruba by the case of the Jew, there's more shame. But Nebad Yisrael, whereas being worshipped by a Jew, Takala Ikka, there is Takala, but Kloin Meruba, like we don't have this abundant amount of shame, and therefore it's not going to be the same halacha like Nebad.